purse?
Well, she has a coin purse.
And yeah, what do you say she does if she says she's got on her old clothes and she's going to put on her best clothes?
Well, get ready to go wherever she's going.
But let's say you're going someplace and you don't know if she's going to put on her good clothes or not. You'd say, are you going to...
You sure ain't going to wear that and go with me, are you? Or I'm not going to go with you looking like that.
Does she wear those ornaments on her wrist?
Very.
What's that?
Bracelet.
Uh-huh. And things around her neck?
Well, she wears those. They're a different type of necklace.
Have you ever heard those called a pair of beads?
I've heard them called a string of beads.
Only in one place have I heard it called a pair of beads. It's very, very old. I was surprised that the term still existed, but right now I don't remember where it was. And the thing that women used to carry over their heads to shield them from the sun?
Well, it was called a parasol in my younger days. I imagine now it's almost strictly an umbrella.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that your wife will wear in the kitchen if she doesn't want to get grease on her clothes when she cooks?
Oh, I think just an apron is the only title that we'd have for it.
And the thing that she'll use to fasten clothes together if the button breaks and she doesn't have time to sew it on?
Probably be a safety pin.
I grew up with those things. Nothing like them, is there? And the part of her dress that is at the bottom and tucked up underneath and then stitched?
And that's the hem.
What are the parts now of a man's suit?
You mean the coat and the trousers?
Mm-hmm. And 30 years ago, was there anything else to that?
Well, we had the vest, but then back in them days, they were pants. I don't think they were trousers then.
What do you, if you're going to put on a shirt, and what would these be now?
Your slacks?
Is that what you normally call them? Let's say...
If you're just going to go somewhere with shirt and slacks, that's what...
Let's say your wife took them away and you were in the bedroom, what would you holler to her?
Where's my wash and wear slacks, or where's my other brown trousers, if they... It depends. There's some of them that I call trousers. If they belong to a suit, they're trousers. And if they're the... Of a lighter material, I call them slacks.
Uh-huh. And the things that men wear over their shoulders to hold them up?
Well, they were always suspenders. I've heard them call them things, but with me, they've always been suspenders.
Mm-hmm. Those heavy leather things that... I don't know if they're common here or not. Men used to wear them in the winter when they'd ride horseback.
Wearing those chaps, I've never seen any other than, I don't know, maybe in museums or places like that. I've never seen chaps.
I talked to a man in near Roosevelt who has a pair that belonged to his wife's father, made out of bear skin. Hadn't had them on in 3 years. I guess he wore them about once a year before that. He said they were handy in cold weather to keep his legs warm.
Well, I guess they were especially handy where the people, where they rode through the brush. They didn't tear their clothes.
Another rascal whistle. Wonder where the whistle is. There it is. I cleaned this thing out well Saturday morning. I think I cleaned it a little too well. Now it's shorting and it's squealing.